Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yes. Check this out. My partner on Sundays, Ephraim, he my other partner, okay. Don't worry. But Ephraim, for years now, Bryce Young, I'm out on Bryce Young, and I'll go, why? Because he looks like he's getting a little better each year. And he goes, dude, it's flat out, he is too small.
Man.
He can't do this. And so he's been saying that for 2 years. I'm like, okay, that's, you know, an offensive lineman's perspective. And then you check out the post-game handshakes last night when the two quarterbacks got together to shake hands.
Did he bring out a stool?
They the exact same size.
Wow.
Him and Brock?
They are the exact same size.
Are you sure? That he didn't go full Steiny with the tippy toes?
No, I'm not. I couldn't see the feet.
Glenn with the stool.
But Ephraim,
Burn, we love you.
But Ephraim is a huge Brock Purdy supporter. So I'm like, you got it. Next time we have a show, I'm going to have to pin him a little bit into an opinion.
Yeah.
Because if Bryce Young is too small to play quarterback in the NFL, then how can Brock Purdy play quarterback in the NFL?
And Kittle said after the second pick, he just told him, take a deep breath. But I got in the car, and you tell me if I'm doing too much on the guru computer. But we know Brock's a made man in regard to the contract and what he's done. Nobody can defend last night. But what if I told you I didn't think Kyle did him any favors from the fan base by saying, oh, those were good decisions. Why does that bother me? That Kyle said they were good to, like, just do the, he cannot be that guy, the Steve Kerr.
Right.
And Purdy's okay, and probably, but don't, I don't think that helps
he
Purdy
cannot
from,
be
the,
that
from
guy.
The fan base what by saying they is, were good decisions.
What Kyle's saying is that the plays were schemed open and that he threw it late. And he said he used the expression, a hair late. I don't know what kind of hair you're talking about.
I was thinking about
that's a poofy hair.
Yeah, it's more
that's
like a mullet
hair.
Late to me.
That's an afro.
That's an afro late. That's, like, it felt to me like a little bit more than hair late. But what I heard him say is, like, the plays were there, and he threw it late.
I love that you're bringing this up because it took me a night's sleep. Like, we go home. You and I were texting about it. I'm like, okay,
I gotta bring that up.
Get on the computer and just like, okay, what's everybody saying about it? Listen to the press conferences. And then I go to bed and I wake up and I go, hold on a second. As a fan, is that supposed to calm me down that you tell me that they're good decisions? Yet that means that your quarterback is just uncorking horrible throws. Either the timing's off or they are inaccurate. I mean,
nothing about this is good.
I don't know if I want my quarterback to just be a good decision maker but uncork inaccurate throws. That's Tim Tebow. Wow. I don't want that. So is that supposed to feel good?
Wow.
I don't know. I don't know. And I don't know which one's worse. What's worse, a bad decision or an inaccurate throw? I don't know.
A bad decision.
Is it?
Without a doubt. And
Aaron Rodgers, like, great quarterbacks, they make that all the time.
Right.
Brett Favre used to do that all the time.
You got to say it the right way.
Brett Favre.
Yeah, his John Madden. That's Brett, four every time. I'd rather have a quarterback. I'm sorry, Stine. I'd rather have a quarterback make a bad throw than a bad decision. And that's where Jimmy G, he just didn't see it. So Garoppolo would get there and he wouldn't see it. Like Brock sees it. And I think that last night he saw it. And on both those throws, he saw it, and maybe he's hesitating. It's a hesitation.
But the ball,
sensation,
like Stanley said, has some loft to it.
Yeah, and we'll get to the Kurt Warner comments. I don't know if we have actual audio.
That blew me away. I brought it
up.
Yeah.
I mean, Kurt Warner was basically saying that because he throws a feathery ball, it's more likely to be intercepted.
You want me to read the tweet?
This was incredible.
The tweet is wild. I was like, well, now
this. His mom couldn't wrote this
right,
any better.
I'm like, this is a take. I have talked often about my INTs, and I feel like hashtag Brock Purdy plays a lot like me. He is mostly really good and makes a lot of big-time throws, but it seems like every miss, which usually is a couple per game, which is actually very good, is an INT, and the D rarely seems to drop any. I was like,
he throws a catchable ball.
I go,
a catchable interception.
Right, but first
for
of
everyone.
All,
I think
a lot of Niner fans would be like, I can count up about 12 interceptions that were dropped.
Yeah.
Just right. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I don't think people will agree with that. And secondarily, I don't know. There's so much tucked into that.
It blew me away.
I mean, even Brock said last night that there's too much air under some of the balls,
and
right?
He didn't blame the toe.
Yeah, but a player never will.
Yeah.
They never will.
Speaking of Brett Favre.
Man, Brett Favre.
You see the documentary on him?
Not yet.
It's good.
And you're the big documentary guy. You love a doc.
Well, when sports and documentaries come together.
You don't like them.
No, I do like them.
He likes documentaries.
Yeah, no, but the sport ones, you say, I've seen it, I'm done.
Hoop Dreams is the greatest documentary of all time.
Well, we agreed on that, but the other ones don't attract you. But anyway, go ahead.
I love docs. I'm kind of scared.
The Pete Rose doc, it was good.
I'm scared to watch the Brett Favre one.
Why?
Because I think I'm going to be so mad.
He's
a half hour in.
Yeah, I don't.
And I don't like to sit down at night and get mad. I like to get happy. That's why I watch it. You know, I'm like, give me some stand-up comedy. Just give me something stupid and belly laugh and fall asleep. I feel like I already know what I need to know about Brett Favre.
Yep.
And I feel like I'm going to like want to peel skin off of my body if I watch a doc on him. Is that true?
Yes, although it didn't focus on him so much, it did, as the culture around him of growing up a great quarterback in Mississippi.
Mississippi.
And then, like, so he was a god down there, even though he didn't go to SEC school. But then he went to the Packers and revitalized the Packers, and so he was always like a star living in a bubble who was just could do no wrong.
Did they touch on the latest drama or no? They didn't even get to that.
Absolutely.
After the misappropriation of funds.
Yes.
So
he's still fighting that.
Jen
Sturger stuff was pretty.
It's a felony.
I was talking about the funds.
Well, you know what's funny is that was a big part of the documentary. You just saying, I'm not talking about the thing with the Jets sideline reporter.
No.
And it's like, he got away with it. Like, there was no fallout from it, even though it was.
Gets away again.
Ridiculously unseemly.
So gross.
Wow, man.
So gross.
Yeah, and she's like not working anymore.
Wow.
Or, you know.
Probably made a bajillion off of him. I don't even know. But
she's not.
So they touched on it, though.
She's not doing great, put it that way.
She's not?
I mean, no, she's not.
Yeah. Well.
Discovered by Brent Musburger.
Baby.
You're
like, I didn't realize that part either, but that was
in the
documentary.
Is that in the doc?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
Florida State.
Florida State. A camera cutaway to a co-ed with a cowboy hat. Ho, baby.
He said something about enrollment to Florida State just deviled moments ago.
Prince of real man.
He's on the rise.
Third and four.
Totally. Yeah.
You're looking live.
Anyway, the doc.
Yes, you are.
You know, we can look at all the things, and you guys have done a great job of, you know, kind of stoking the fire of the quarterback thing. I think no matter what happens, you go to Cleveland and, you know, I don't want to give the pick away, although I'm 9-3 on Niner games. You should know that. I had it yesterday again. I said it 5 months ago. This game on Sunday is a scheduled loss.
But they can't afford one.
Yeah, sure they can.
Detroit's on their border, and Detroit has a...
They can afford it.
It's not about what you can afford or can't afford. Cleveland's defense is nasty.
Oh, they real.
You don't rush the passer, and they have a running back who... He can get
but
some
against
you. But you
didn't mention Shadour. This is his second start. They might be able to... I got you, Dibs. No doubt.
Yeah, he was...
But you feel like they can afford a loss. No, that's crazy.
I can't afford it, but this is one that I think is set up for them to have a hard time.
I agree with all of you. How about that? It's set up to be
Detroit's
difficult.
Detroit's not in the playoffs right now. I agree with you that they kind of need it.
but what will happen if they don't get it is that we'll pivot and we'll go, well, now you just need to either beat the Colts
Detroit's
or the Seahawks.
Got some hard games, too.
They do. Yeah. Chicago has the hardest schedule in the NFL.
You think they could slip? Or Tampa Bay might be in trouble. I told Stein.
Well, it doesn't matter because one of those teams is going to win the division.
Either Tampa or Carolina. Yeah.
One of those teams is going to win the division, and then it's eight teams for seven spots, and Chicago has the hardest schedule in the NFL the rest of the way. Here's another fun fact. I just texted this to the guys because you love how the math is there.
Yeah, that's my thing.
Explain this to me. This is great, okay? This is the current percentages, playoff chances for NFC teams.
I'll give it to
them. Okay?
Yeah, this is fun.
Rams, 99%.
They're in.
Book it.
Philadelphia, 98.5.
Yep, they're in, but they're flawed.
Seattle, 89.8.
Must I like the chances, yeah.
Tampa Bay, 89.3.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, three more to go. Yep. They're going to win. All right.
49ers, 81.1.
Well, damn. Okay.
Green Bay, 78.9. Detroit, 70.6. And Chicago, 68.9. Here's my problem.
What's your problem?
Those are north of 68% chance to get in. I just named eight teams. Unless the rules get changed between now and then, one of those highly likely teams, they can't all go. They're not allowed to. That's eight teams.
Mm. It'll change.
Yeah, somebody that has a 67% chance or higher is not
going
to make
it.
It's
not going.
Exactly. Chicago is at Philly on a short week, at
Netflix.
Green Bay, home to Cleveland, home to Green Bay, at the Niners, home to Detroit.
Exactly. That's their schedule.
That would be 1-2-5 of the six with winning records, and then Cleveland, a team that can straight up mess you up defensively.
I would low-key be surprised if Chicago got to 11 wins.
I'd be surprised if they got to 10.
Maybe.
But they've done a lot of work already, right? They're eight and three.
But I do think that 11 is what you need in in our NFC, Steiny, as you like to say.
Our league, on our station.
Which one? What station
What's
is
our
that?
Station?
95.7, The Game.
Okay. You brought that home.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Hey, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Let's go! It's a Victory Tuesday.
Oh, gosh, are we already started?
Let's go, Willard.
Let's go. It is
you
a Victory Tuesday.
You got one foot in vacation. I see you over there.
Oh, it's possible. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Everybody, happy Thanksgiving.
Super thankful for that 8-4 record. I'll tell you that.
You should be.
And I know that you'll do a great job today of, like, not letting everybody forget that.
Please.
8-4.
Dude, but, 8-4.
But acknowledge this. What a weird year.
Well, let's start with what a weird night.
What a weird... Well, it was a perfect night because it fits right into this year.
Well, they go 15 plays, and you and I were walking in, and I heard the broom, and I thought, oh, cool, they scored a touchdown. And I wasn't falling on my phone. I was trying to hot step, and I was trying to hustle bustle to get my way in there. And I'm like, that horn tells me it's 7-0.
I wasn't even out of the car yet. We were listening on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't even out of the car yet.
Yeah,
it got jammed up in that sucker.
And I would have been still in the car had I not, like, bolted out in the middle of the block. And the lovely Christy, who I love, not as much as you do, but she's like, be careful, Dibs. cops.
Yeah.
As I jaywalked across.
I think I yelled, "Watch my door." Yeah. I was exactly like, if Dibs gets hit, said. That's fine. But my door.
It's so funny.
Sheesh. Anyway, go ahead. Because
you stopped the car and I'm like, I'm out. I'm out. I did a full knee.
You did. No, but it was fast. It was like, I give you credit. It was elite processing. It was a quick decision.
Yep, gone.
It was a quick decision.
I had
it was
the
a good decision.
On the shoulder, yeah.
And actually, it was okay execution.
And I did a quick look. There were no cars coming, so let's go.
It kind of was one,
I mean,
but anyway.
Whatever. Car-ish. Come at me. You know me.
It was a vehicle.
So, but anyway. But I heard the horn on the way in, and I'm like, oh, cool. Sounds like they got the kick. And they went down, they scored at 7-0. This game's going to be an Ottoman game. And by the time you got in and I got in, it's like, oh, it's still 7-0.
Yeah.
And even though Carolina, like, they cannot even get a first down and you're not up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
21-0 already? So that game was weird.
It got really stinky. It got really, really stinky and weird really fast, and it took the air out of the stadium, and it took the zip out of the fans. You are not going to hear. Here's one thing, by the way, I hope to never, ever do this, because we were there last night, as you just detailed, and so I think we can uniquely, just like Guru did, Shasky did, anybody who was there last night can speak uniquely on the vibe inside the stadium. That was Brock Purdy's fault. That's not the fans' fault. That's Brock Purdy's fault. You made it, so we all were sitting on our hands going, good Lord, what the hell's about to happen every time you get the ball, as opposed to doing what I wanted to do when the Niners got the ball, which was move kind of to the edge of my seat and be like, all right, you know, like, it's time to go. It's time to look good. It's time for Ricky Pearsall to get more than 2 catches for 6 yards. It's time for this thing to look like a playoff offense, and you looked like the opposite. And so I am not upset at any fan for being quiet last night. And while you and I were going to have to play tennis a little bit today, because 888-957-9570, it's Victory Tuesday, which means – other than Steve Kerr joining us at 5 o'clock, we've opened this whole day up for you, and we would love to hear from you. I don't even know kind of how to draft the topic or the question of why 49er fans feel the way they feel. Maybe you all can describe it for yourself. Why do you feel the way that you feel? Because what I do know is what you don't feel is unbridled excitement for 8-4.
Right.
So you don't. I don't. You don't. Don't say that you do, unless you do. But if you do, you're kind of like, you're burying your head in the sand. So we're in this weird spot where we keep having to be reminded the team is 8-4. But it doesn't feel like they're 8-4.
Yep.
It doesn't feel like they're going anywhere special. And we keep falling into, instead of being like all about what happened last night, all I hear is these macro conversations about contracts that haven't even kicked in yet, right? Brock and Brandon, and what are we doing a year or two from now? Which tells me that you don't think this year can go anywhere cool, or else you wouldn't be thinking about next year or the year after that. It's a weird year.
It's very weird. And last night, I think, is a microcosm of that, because you get the ball and you go down and you use almost 9 minutes of offense and you go 15 plays and you really have limited pushback. You had a 3rd and 10 you converted. You had a 3rd and 3 to Ricky, one of his two catches. A 3rd and 3, CMC with a run. Farrell with a catch. CMC a big run. JJ a 12-yard touchdown catch where he got hit like 5 times and you score. Boom. 7-0. All right. You're better than Carolina. Go out there and blow out Carolina. And then you get the ball back after a 3-and-out, even though it's on your own 8, and you're thinking, okay, all right, Shanahan! Do you think, Shanahan,
I mean,
here's where you go 14 play, 92 yards, and you go down, you go up 14-0 with not much time left in the second quarter, and you win the game early, and on the first play, and I was just looking at this during the crossover, they went to a max protect, and it's a 7-step drop, and you take a shot, and Jennings is open, but Purdy waits, and he waits, and he waits, and then he throws it, and he throws it so late that it gets picked off. And that's where you're like, oh, God, Brock, okay, the toe, the rust, whatever. Then they drive down to the 1, and my God, Carolina, how bad are you? How do you not score 1st and goal at the 1?
Well, it's not a good football team.
I know, but I wonder, Mark, and this would be something that I would love to be able to find out. Like, teams that are 1st and goal at the 1, what is the percentage of touchdown, field goal, or...
Well, AI would probably be able to say something on that.
It feels to me like when you have 1st and goal at the 1, you score points 97% of the time. And yet, Carolina, here you go. Here's the ball. And so then the Niners go on the move again, and just when you're starting to think that the Niners are ready to put this game away, he throws a 2nd pick. And that's when it was like, oh my God, Brock. Like, why? The throw to Ricky was so late, and he could have run for 8, 10, 12, 16, who knows how many yards. Instead, he tries to force it to Pearsall, and that 2nd pick was when I was like, oh God, yeah, you're 8-4, but this is not a real... like strong situation when you have your quarterback making those mistakes.
AI says a 1st and goal at the 1-yard line has an estimated touchdown probability of about 85%.
Okay. 85%.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, Bryce Young's at the 1 after he had a great scramble on 3rd and 2 and he throws an absolutely ghastly ball, and yet the Niners get the ball back and then eventually they turn it back over. So I don't know. 8-4 is great. But when you watch it, and you did, and I did, and we all did, when you look at the aesthetics of that game, you talked about style points yesterday. Style points on a scale of 1 to 10, that thing was about a 3.
Oh, I was going to, like, the number 2.
Well, the defense was awesome.
Yeah, the defense was great. And
that counts.
And of course it does. Yep. And super thankful that they did what they did. Like, Bryce Huff had a good game. Jair Brown probably his best game as a 49er. And those are some of the people that we needed to see step forward. I didn't really notice much from the linebacking core last night, which I think was probably a good thing. You know what I mean? Like, no Carolina skill position player had a nice night.
Yeah.
Nobody did. Like, Tet McMillan got over Renardo Green 1 time. That was Bryce Young's best throw.
A great route.
He's
oh
a phenomenal young player. Yep. He's just a phenomenal.
And you can blame Green, and I guess it's fair,
he's
too.
He's a great player.
Mustafa wasn't deep enough, and Green got cooked by a great route. You tip the cap.
Tet is really good.
Yep.
Like, I was with Kyle Shanahan when he said it earlier in the week that he's just like, Tet's a stud. Tet McMillan is going to be a star in this league if he is ever paired with a good quarterback and a great offense. So, okay, that happened. But outside of that, the Niners gave up 9. I don't care what the scenarios are. You gave up a single-digit number. I would have bet against the Niners giving up a single-digit number to any team right. the rest of the way. Maybe Cleveland. Maybe.
In those conditions, yeah. Yeah,
well, and just, that, like, who are they? I don't even know if they know
Quinshon
who they are.
Quinshon Judkins.
Yeah, Quinshon, like, he's a nice young player, but they, other than that, they don't really have receivers.
Yep.
They're not, like, I don't know what's going on at quarterback. I know Shadur won a game. If you watch the game.
Unbeaten as a starter.
Yeah, I don't think you come out of that game. Like, that's sort of like saying Brock Purdy won a game yesterday. Like, Shadur didn't throw three picks. He only threw one. But if you just watched what they did.
What, he threw it 12 times?
He had 11 completions. I think three of them were to wide receivers. His touchdown throw was a swing pass that was almost behind the line of scrimmage. And then the receiver broke loose. He was fine. They got to the red zone. They took him out of the game. And they just went wildcat. So he's not a scary player to go against as a defense. But whatever, he's Cleveland's quarterback. So Cleveland's quarterback is always kind of like,
yep.
I don't know, what about this guy? But yeah, the elements in Cleveland's defense, that's a real threat. But anyway, the Niners gave up 9 points yesterday. That's awesome. That's awesome. To a team that scored 30 a bunch this year. I don't know why they looked the way they looked. They looked awful last night, Carolina's offense. No?
Yeah, I mean, they couldn't run it, and Tet had a couple of big drops, and then, you know, you had Bryce Young at the 1 yard line, which that's got to be a touchdown. First and goal at the one. The one thing you can't do right there is throw a pick. And also, the Niners got a little bit fortunate with the McCaffrey fumble, little fumble rooski, where that thing goes 15 yards forward and McKivitz runs up. And we do need to remember that for Grandy's grades today, like the play that McKivitz made on the fumble recovery.
Oh my gosh, yeah, because two Panthers had an absolute dead right shot at it.
Two chances at it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, a lot of things went their way last night.
Totally, yeah. It could have been four turnovers. I mean, all right, so maybe in addition to sort of throwing out why do you feel the way you feel, I'd love to hear, the game ends last night and you feel how? What word are you using to describe that? And I'm not going to, like, I'll keep it 100. I was disappointed. I'm sorry. Like, I know. Victory Tuesday, 8-4. That was a disappointing watch, I thought, for a 49er fan. And maybe that's snooty. I'm sorry. Like,
yeah, and you were there, too, and it was not what we expected.
No, not at all. So
for me, it was very fulfilling because it was complimentary football, and the defense that has been very maligned, they stepped up big.
It sounded like your recount of the press box, it wasn't fulfilling, it was just filling.
What do you mean?
You said you had three dinners.
At least, yeah, and okay. A couple desserts.
So, all right, perfect. Sounds like Thanksgiving week is already here. And by the way, coming up on Thanksgiving Day, we got Chiefs-Cowboys at 1 o'clock, Mahomes and Dak. For your Thanksgiving feast, 1 o'clock right here on 95.7 The Game. We're also sponsored by Ceremony Ford. Ceremony Ford's year-end sales event is on with 0% APR for 60 months, zero down, and no payments for 90 days on all of Ford's top models. Deals end January 5th. Visit Ceremony Ford on Ceremony Boulevard in Colma, Daly City, or 24/7 at ceremonyford.com. It's your calls right now, okay? This game ended. How did you feel? How are you describing this Niner fan feeling right now? 888-957-9570, 8-4, but meh. Fill in the blank on Willard and Dibbs.
I'm a fat red pumpkin.
Down the middle, and he's picked by Horn. J.C. Horn. And then he gets dumped by Juszczyk, but it's an early takeaway for this Carolina defense.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
Carolina defense. I mean, J.C. Horn's a great player.
Yep.
Name the other one on Carolina's team.
On defense?
Yeah.
There's that one guy who liked to tackle people.
Uh-huh.
Who's that? Brown, I think, up front?
Whatever. They're terrible.
I mean, they're actually middle of the pack. They're a mid-pack defense, dead in the middle. Defensively.
I think they're terrible. I think they're terrible if you're what I've watched again, because look, I can't fight what those numbers say, but what I can do is I can sort of like make two different stat categories. I want to know what your numbers are when you're going against awful teams, and then what are your numbers when you go against good teams. And I think it's a fair retort if someone wants to say, boy, the Niners have barely gone against good teams at all this year. Now they played the Rams and the Seahawks and they're 2-1. So if you want to go there, you can. You know, Brock only played one of those games. He wins in Seattle. Max splits with the Rams, but it's not just about the quarterback. But Carolina, when they've gone against good offenses, the good offensives have torched them.
The Patriots put up 42.
The Bills.
They shut the Jets out 30-0.
Right.
So, and that's back-to-back weeks. The Bills put up 40. They held the Packers to 13.
That's fair, but
and the Packers' offense is not what we thought it would be.
And it was cold at Lambeau and blah, blah, blah.
It's a little bit of a mixed bag.
Damn.
I do think that they have two very good corners, and they have a couple of good defensive linemen. And their two corners, Mike Jackson and, you know, the aforementioned Horn, who had two picks, they're good players.
Yeah, I don't think that if it is schemed well, blocked well, and executed well, I don't think they can stop the 49ers at all. But they did. Because Brock Purdy didn't execute. And for that, I found it to be a disappointing night. Thank goodness it didn't lead to a loss. And again, I'm sorry. I get it if you think that that sounds snooty or expectant or spoiled. Maybe we are spoiled. We do root for a team that has a Super Bowl history and is a contender most years in recent years. So I do think that there's two kinds of things, okay? This isn't Cleveland. This isn't Cleveland. You don't just get a warm fuzzy anytime you score more points than the other team under any circumstances. That was a quiet game, and it was a concerning game. For some people, it's concerning long-term. For me, it's more concerning short-term. That's the other thing that I think is a separator right now. I see a lot of people's minds going to, we paid the wrong guy. My mind is more like, hey, You can't perform like that right now. You're in the middle of a playoff chase. And so that's one thing that I saw yesterday, which is that I can't sit here and deny this. I don't mean it long term, but short term, Brock Purdy's performance last night has opened the door to, if you do it again or if it ever leads to a loss, then there is a fair conversation about which QB to go with.
Well, and last night you were probably one pick away from him getting pulled.
Maybe.
And he had three picks, and you know, the first two were bad. The third one, I do think, is more on Shanahan, and he has said as much, where, you know, the play design was not great. And so that's one of those throws where the quarterback sees the guy open, and he's not even thinking about the other side corner, the boundary corner, who normally would be guarding somebody, but the design was not one where you had a player over there. So the boundary corner, he was able to roam free, so he turned into an additional safety, and Brock Purdy never saw him, and that's very excusable, in my opinion, but he threw the third pick, and there was definite rumblings in the press box about, do you pull him?
Yeah.
And I was somebody who was talking to a couple of people up there, you know, in hushed tones, because I'm not that guy, but there were noticeable groans up there after the third pick, and then there was talk about, do you pull him? And I was looking at it like, no, you're still in the lead. You're not down 20. Like, Baltimore, you were losing when he threw the fourth pick. And, like, enough's enough. You're coming out.
Right. And
was not that.
I think that everybody needs to, that there is a lot more to it when you pull a QB. Like, you if you're going to do that, there better be a real intent and understanding behind what you're doing. Okay? Is it to try to win this game? Is it because this game's already over? What are you planning to do next week? Like, you really pull the ripcord on a massive organizational conversation when you do that. So I don't think the Niners are anywhere close to that at all. My point is if, how do you feel if something like that happens again and you're down by 10 points and it's late this year and you're feeling like the playoffs kind of ride on this win or not? Like, that scenario could come. That could come within the next 3-4 weeks. And I think the door's now, unfortunately, cracked open, at least to that possibility, because I've never seen him deliver the ball like that. I know a lot of you be like, we see it every other week. No, you don't. Like, he was late and inaccurate.
Yeah, the Baltimore game would be the only other time.
Right, but that one was a lot of, like, balls were getting batted up in the air and things like that. Like, things just got totally out of pocket. This was just, I'm not even being rushed. And I'm just in the open, and I'm just going to deliver the ball
late,
2 seconds late, and 5 yards off of where I meant to throw it. Like, what? I've never seen Brock do that.
Yeah, just very late, the first one. And really, Jennings was the only one in the route. If you watch the replay, they had seven guys in to block. And so That was set up to be a max protect, and this is our one guy, this is our one route, and he took the shot. It's all he had, and it was late, and he was open, and then he threw it so late that he got undercut, and then the second one was just a bad throw, and he had a couple other ones that were like high and dangerous, yeah, like, oh my
totally,
God.
So, totally, he was just off.
Yeah, he was off. Really off.
So, like, that's what we're throwing out to you. We get it, Niner fans. Like, we're trying to ride the fence a little bit today. It's Victory Tuesday. The Niners are 8-4. This is phenomenal. But there's a big but. And so we ask you that as soon as that game ends, how did you feel? Like, how would you describe how you were feeling? And I'm not going to run from the fact that I felt a little bit disappointed. It's great that they won, so I wasn't, like, angry. But the night was a little bit disappointing, I thought, in terms of how the 49ers looked. So, Sacto Niner in Sacramento. Thank you for calling. You can lead us off here at 888-957-9570. What's going on?
How do I feel? I feel that the Niners signed the wrong quarterback.
Okay.
Early, I felt that. I felt that when they were having negotiations with him. He was starting to regress last year. Everybody's using the excuse, well, everybody's hurt. He didn't have, all the players there. And what's the excuse for tonight, last night's game? It's like he had plenty of time. He's still making the wrong decisions. Before he's saying, well, I got to stop doing that. I got to, play within the game. But then he's trying to make the wow play. And the only wow he's making is, wow, he threw another interception.
Wow.
It's like this guy's not going to lead us anywhere if he does not get out of his own head thinking, I got to show that I'm one of the top paid quarterbacks. Screw that. You're getting paid anyway. Play the game. Play the way. I don't buy the, Shanahan said it was his fault. Yeah, they're going to say that because they signed the wrong quarterback because he's, throwing the wrong passes. Well, I mean, look at Mac Jones. Mac Jones did more with less. And the reason why we're 8-4, because Mac Jones went 5-3. You put Purdy in there, yeah, he played great last week, but Cardinals suck. And we're lucky that...
Right, but so do a lot of the teams that Mac played. I think you're speaking for a lot of people. There's some in there that I agree with. I think there are some concerns. There are some other things there I'll push back on a little bit. I'm fascinated, for instance, when someone says they signed the wrong quarterback. Well, then who was the right one? So if you want to say they messed up, okay. But when you say they signed the wrong quarterback, at least it insinuates that there was someone else that you thought they should go get. Is that person Sam Darnold?
Maybe.
You know what I mean? I'd love to hear. Who is that person? Again, my fun fact for the day, just because it's true.
But it's very, 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 very close.
It is.
Between the QBR, neither one of them is very good.
But that's not even the point. The point is that Mac Jones and Brock Purdy, Mac's played 8 games, Brock's played 4, and put in last night a 3-pick stinker, and Brock Purdy's QBR is higher than Mac's this year.
It's like 65.6 to 64.3 or something. Yeah.
But again, listen to the way we talk about them. That's all I'm saying. And if you want to make that all about money, you can. I don't really, in this moment, I'm not there. I don't care about money. I care about 8-4. I care about this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Moment. I want to know.
Yeah, but you care about 8-4, but you're disappointed with last night.
I am disappointed. I am disappointed with last night.
And I'm not in the same place.
That's fine. That's fine. But I do think, like, we still have to remain in a rational space. Which is I don't love hearing that Brock sucks and all of his games were terrible, but Mac was balling out and we won all the time. 5-3, 3-1, QBR about the same. If you want to say they're the same player, we shouldn't have paid him. All right, let's have that conversation. I don't want to hear Mac was amazing and Brock's been awful. That's not factually true.
I don't even want to hear about quarterback record because last night Brock Purdy, of the 45 actives, might have been the worst player on the 49ers.
But Mac Jones won a 16-15 game.
Exactly. So it doesn't matter. Team. If you want to look at last night, then really look at the game. And I watched it back again this morning. And you can't talk about Brock Purdy and how bad he was and not recognize the first drive where they went 15 plays and they went down the field, 72 yards. They spent 8 minutes and 43 seconds and they went down methodically. They converted everything on third down. And they got a touchdown. So that counts, too. Yeah, he threw 3 picks and 8 throws. That's really bad. That's almost as bad as it can get. And then in the second half, he was 10 for 10. And you could say, oh, it's because Shanahan dumbed it down. You're right. But he also made the throws, and they won the game. So if you want to talk about Brock Purdy, you have to look at more than just 3 picks, in my opinion. If you're not, if you don't want to do that, then you're not really looking at football.
That's completely.
You don't get it.
It's totally fair.
Don't you get it?
I get it. I mean, like
I know you do.
The final analysis, I think, of what you're saying is all of these things. Brock did them last night, and many of them were bad. They did not lose the 49ers a football game.
No, and there were times.
In fact, they won by double digits.
And there were times when he made the right throw, and he made good throws, and they were able to convert. And yeah, we all want to look at the 3 throws that were terrible, and I put 2 on him, and I put 1 on Shanahan. And ultimately, they're all on him because he's the one throwing the football. Sure. But you can't have 3 picks, and yet you threw 3 picks, and you won a game that was mostly an Ottoman game. That thing was never in doubt. The spread was in doubt.
It didn't feel scary. Yeah, well, it never felt like.
I was sitting next to somebody who had laid the 7.5, and so it felt a little scarier to them.
Wait a minute. Somebody in the press box had laid the 7.5?
No, I mean, it was not somebody in the press box. Oh, it was somebody who I sat next to in an Uber on the way home, which just 20 seconds on the rideshare situation there.
Uh-huh.
What a joke.
Wow.
The pickup is like 1.5 miles away.
I don't know any stadium where that's not the case. I told you we tried to grab an Uber out of the Vegas game a few years ago.
And?
We went to 8 different spots and gave up and just walked over the bridge.
There
the
is a spot, but no, it's like red lot 7. And you got to go by about 6 other red lots now.
Massive.
That thing is.
My experience with massive events that have 50,000 or more people at them is the Uber thing doesn't work. That's my experience. Maybe some of you have had success.
Well, the only option would be a 3.5 mile walk to Laughing Monk.
Well, I get it. I get it.
Or wait
you
for you
sign
to
up for that
Christy.
Shuttle.
Yeah. Then the shuttle was popping. The shuttle was great.
Dude, Lovely Christy actually led. You want to talk about a touchdown drive. We so strategically sort of predicted the victory formation and then a full-blown sprint.
Yep.
No joke. We were home. Before my children, who had parked in the regular lot, we were home before they left the lot.
Really?
That's a fact.
Wow.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's how crazy it is. So, anyway.
Shout out the yellow lot.
Yeah, you know, experience matters. We felt like the Warriors, man. We're like, we've been around the block 18 times. We know what we're doing. Rod in Vallejo. Hey, Rod, thanks for calling Willie and Dibby. What you doing?
Hey, great show, guys. Willard, you're right. I was a quarterback, and I had turf toe. It sounds like nothing, turf toe, but it is an extremely painful injury. And Brock Purdy felt pretty good to play that Arizona game. But I'll guarantee you, the following morning when he woke up, that toe was red and throbbing with pain. And he is so frustrated right now. Mm. He's trying to get out there and play, and you can tell. He before, when Brock Purdy, when his receivers are covered, he would take off running and pick up 10, 15 yards. You're not seeing that now. So he right now, I know what he's going through. I hope he just takes it easy and get that toe healed. It's going to be okay.
This is super interesting. How long did it take you? Like, if you've experienced this, give me the beginning to the end experience.
It was about, I would say, 4 or 5 months.
But then okay, like you were back to full strength after that.
Yeah. I was okay, yeah. But when your feet are bothering you, all your weight goes to your feet and the pain is excruciating.
Rod,
yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Rod.
Why are you shaking your head at that?
Because I'm not buying it.
Why?
Because he opens up 6 for 7 and the toe is not an issue. And then he throws a pick. Well, got to be the toe. And then the next drive, Mark, if you'd let me finish.
Go ahead.
And I know you will. 2nd and 7 at the 41, he scrambled for 9 yards.
Yeah.
And on that scramble, he sure looked fine to me. The toe looked pretty special on the scramble. I'm not using the toe.
No, you
miss me with the toe.
You don't have to, but I don't think that's what Rod's saying. Rod is simply saying that Brock is probably in tremendous pain, and all I can say, I don't know. I don't know if that did that affect accuracy. I can't answer definitively. The one that really bugged me, Dibs, because there were 3 picks, and the first one we were just arriving at our seat,
yep,
and he was a little bit late, obviously, and okay, it's the first one, and you're sort of like, oof, Brock threw a pick. Okay, let's sit down, let's get a cocktail.
Hope nobody recognizes me.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, pull the hat down a little bit over the eyes, and let's sit down, and everything's gonna be fine. And then the second one, the C's parted, and the Brock that I know, Sam Darnold, sat in a press conference in Seattle this year and credited his play with learning from Brock Purdy that you're a point guard, you distribute the ball, you take what the defense allows you to have, you don't try to be Superman. Brock taught me that. These are Sam Darnold's words. And then I'm watching that Brock Purdy step up into a pocket, watch the Red Sea part, to where I'm not kidding you, Dibs, there was not a Panther within 15 yards of the man. George Kittle is standing right in front of him. You have options there of tossing it to him or just running and let George be your lead blocker. And instead, on the run, Brock tries to go for the home run to Ricky Pearsall in the end zone and gets picked off. That's not the Brock Purdy I know.
Why?
I don't know. And that, like, Rod is saying,
if it's the toe, then you have to go.
I agree. But all I'm saying is I can't definitively tell you, like, you're allowed to not buy it. Rod's allowed to think it's totally that. I'll sit here in the middle and say, I don't live in Brock's foot. And I don't know. I don't know if he's in tremendous pain and if it's affecting his decision-making and his accuracy. I don't know. You're right that it doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
You're out there, so you have to play well.
2 of the 4 previous plays, he ran the ball.
Like, right, great, but I still can't tell you if he's hesitant to do so.
If he's hesitant to do so, then you need to go sit down.
I agree.
You need to put a nice warm sock on and elevate, and we'll see you next year.
Well,
because if that's the choice you're going to make based on your toe, that's a problem. I don't think it's the toe. I think it is him looking at it and thinking, I can make the play. I can make the throw. Maybe he is in a spot where he thinks he can do things that he probably shouldn't try to do, because you're right. And I'm looking at the play right now. Kittle is
There's nobody in front of him.
The only people in front of him are Kittle and grass.
Exactly.
And painted numbers and hash marks.
I yelled it before he released the ball, Dibs. And so you...
What'd you yell?
Run! Run!
I yelled, check it down. I need the fantasy points. I'm only up by 100.
I have Brock and George. So I'm like, do either.
Totally.
Just like, what? Like, run! The whole field opened up. The angle, I'm in the end zone looking at this. I'm going, oh my God.
Oh, that was your end zone, right?
Well, no, we were on the opposite side, but I'm like, it almost was like being in the all 22.
Right.
I'm behind the play. Dog, run the ball. So you're not wrong either. You don't have to, I don't know if it's the toe, but it doesn't matter. Dude, that was a bad decision. And I don't, if Kyle wants to say at a press conference after the game that it was a good decision, then Kyle and I disagree. That was a bad decision. And I had an argument with my sons when they got home because they're like, hey, you could have hit Ricky in the end. I don't care. Like, dude, take the 15-yard gain when you get it. As a quarterback, I would take that every single time. You present me with an automatic 15 yards, I'm in. I'm in every time on every play.
And the weird part about it is that they called timeout right before that snap. So you call timeout and you have a chance to talk about it. And obviously the play that they drew up, they liked, and so I'm sure Shanahan's like, this is going to be open, and Brock's like, yeah, and it was open, but again, he waited, and he stepped up in the pocket, and instead of making a decisive throw, for some reason right now, he's waiting. Like, he never used to wait. He used to just let it rip.
He also threw it behind him. Like,
because he waited, yeah.
Well, no, but I mean, he had the whole end zone. Yep. Just lead him. He threw a bad ball. Let's go to Damon in a dump truck.
Oh, boy.
That's kind of fun. Hi, Damon. Why are you in a dump truck?
Well, I'm in a dump truck. I'm at work.
Oh, okay. Well, it says you're in a dump truck. Do you work in a dump truck?
Yeah. I drive a dump truck.
Okay, there you go.
I drive a dump truck.
Now I got it.
Yeah.
All right, what's up, Damon? What are you doing?
Well, first, man, a lot of things, man. Well, first, you're not crazy for one more and one better. Niner fans are rabid. We want wins. We want championships. That's what we want. We don't want, just to float. You know, we want the big championship, man. We want the big game. So you're not wrong for that. I wasn't surprised at all. Like, this is what I expected. This is the way Brock has played pretty much all of last year, and the beginning of this year. I expected interceptions. Like, I was just mad. Just, you know what I'm saying? Like, 12 interceptions and 20 touchdowns last year. It's frustrating. And it did not seem, things did not seem to change from the beginning of the season with that Seattle game. It could have been three. He was saved on that last interception by the tight end snatching it away from
From
the defender.
So, Damon, can I ask you why that you think last year looked like this, though? A lot of people keep doing this, and it confuses me. Like, when you even say 20 TDs, 12 picks, that's not sparkling, but it's far from awful. And this year, it's 7 picks in 4 games. That's not what last year looked like. And when everyone wants to ask me why last year looked like it looked, your quarterback had a rating of 96.1 last year. Your run defense was disgusting. The 49ers season last year was based on largely, my opinion, in order, horrible run defense, absolutely laughably bad special teams, mistakes at the end of the game. Was Brock great? No. He was not bad, though. He was not this. And in fact, even this year, like, last night, to me, it sounds like some of you don't think last night was an outlier. I thought last night was a tremendous outlier. You didn't?
It is. No, I didn't think it was an outlier. Definitely not. And
interesting.
Going back to what you said, like, I'm putting Purdy in a box, and I'm comparing Purdy of last year and this year to Purdy of 22 and 23. I know that the team had issues in itself with the defense and, you know, all of these things going on, but I'm comparing Purdy's play, his decision-making. Last year was like a shift, and there's something different, and he has not been able to get back to prime Purdy.
That's an interesting take, Damon, and that one's a little bit more fair. We'll react to that in a second. And again, Niner fans, the game ended last night. How did you feel? Like, it was a win. But how would you describe the way you were feeling? 888-957-957. Keep going with your calls. Tomorrow, great day. Your chance to win prizes every single hour, 6A to 6P. We got Warrior tickets. AC/DC tickets, Warrior bobbleheads, whole lot more. Wednesday, every hour starting at 6, our Thanksgiving blowout on 95.7 The Game. Brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good, Willard and Dibs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.